Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So I crowdsourced on Facebook whether I should watch Game of Thrones.
And the answer is yes.
It was unbelievable. I had more comments than I had for sending my last child off to college. 57 people weighed in on yes. No one said, don't get sucked in. I felt a sort of kinship with those of us who don't watch Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Like it was a badge of courage.
Well, it's like I never watched Breaking Bad. I never saw one episode of Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah, me neither. But that's okay,
but
right?
No, it's not, apparently.
Yes, because we want to watch about high school teachers who are, you know, create.
That's why
I didn't
do it, but people loved it. And they said I would like it, but I just never got into it.
I don't know. I have watched every cultural phenomenon to date, but there was something about Game of Thrones. I started reading the books. I thought, I'll get ahead of this. I'll read the books. It's so much information.
Too much work.
But.
Watch TV.
Yeah. Then. My children left for college and I had a gaping hole in my heart.
There you go.
And I said, let me just watch one.
Right.
It's been four or five days. I'm on season 3, episode 6. That's not
happened.
Good.
See,
that's 26 episodes.
26 hours of TV you're watching. I know the feeling well.
Yes.
I do that all winter and she laughs at me because she's jealous.
I'm just jealous because both of your kids now are in college.
Yeah,
but I'm still in it. And veg.
I've got stuff from last February still on my DVR.
Yeah.
Things with commercials.
Right. Right. We can veg. We can do what we want to do.
But I think of all the productivity, the things like I could have written my whole book. I could have, and instead I wonder about who are these Lannisters?
Right.
Which house and what bannermen are they?
Exactly.
And listen to me. I even speak with a British accent and suddenly Peter Dinklage is cute to me.
Right.
Like, no, I mean, like he's handsome. Like he's a heartthrob.
I know.
Who'd have thunk it?
I know.
The more scars, the better. Because it means arr. that's pirates, right?
That's pirates. That's older
but reason. There's so much. It's so much bloodshed. And no one is going to survive.
No.
Like, you can't be. I don't know if that's what makes it unusual that, you fall in love with a character and just like randomly they're out in a field and boom, somebody comes down with a broadsword.
Yeah.
It's gratuitous the violence.
Oh, and gratuitous violence, gratuitous sex, gratuitous
terrible
everything.
Terrible to women,
yes.
Except of course for the women who are warriors, right? You're either I can't say that. Someone who takes it for money and someone who, takes it for glory.
Right. It's fun to watch.
Is it fun to watch?
Yes.
Or are we just rabbits following along, goats, sheep, whatever. What is it?
Sheep.
Yeah, see? It's addled my brain.
and it's fine. It's okay. It's not a big deal. You don't always have to be producing something. Relax.
Oh, you mean take something in.
Yes.
Did you finally learn that?
When my kids left for college.
Oh, okay.
101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm101.3.com.
Warm101.3.com.